Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Coming to you live from a new, undisclosed location, quarantining for a simcha in Mirtz Hashem. But it's always great to be studying Torah together. I want to thank the Frohlich Financial Group for their generosity in enabling us to continue to host our kollel in good times and in these complicated times as well. There is nothing as virtuous and meritorious. There's no better use of our time than studying Torah together. And as we are going to enter the 9 days, the Mirtz Hashem will all be in Yerushalayim meeting from Karbanos together. But barring Mashiach's arrival, we'll enter the 9 days this week and next week observe Tisha B'Av. I thought we'd examine a topic which has been written about and spoken about, and I want to give credit to my friend and a mentor, Rabbi Dr. Jeffrey Wolf, who wrote a beautiful article, a really comprehensive article about this subject. And that is the question of Nachim. The insertion that we say specifically on Tisha B'Av, on the one hand, feels so relevant and feels so compelling and feels so appropriate. It describes a destruction, a ruin, desolation. And on the other hand, if one looks or considers the state of Yerushalayim today, it seems entirely irrelevant. It seems entirely inaccurate. So let's look at the tefillah of Nachem together. In V'li Yerushalayim, it's source number one. Again, the source is in the chat here on the Zoom. In V'li Yerushalayim, we say, V'li Yerushalayim, Mircha Berachem Tashuv. Of course, this short bracha describes our longing for Yerushalayim. Now that, you might also say, is irrelevant. Today, you could jump on a plane, not Elal, but still others, and you may have to quarantine when you get there, but my brother and sister-in-law and children sent a picture to our family today of the Kotel. They were at the Kotel. And the Kotel, unlike the rest of Yerushalayim, which was so quiet, the Kotel was hustling and bustling with social distancing and masks, but you can go to the Kotel. So how do we say Yerushalayim? Because Yerushalayim is not a geographical longing. For many years and many millennia, that's what it was. But today, Yerushalayim is not a geographical longing. It is a spiritual state longing. We want Vesishkan Besocha Kasher Dibart Hashem. We want you to live within it. As you described, Ivneo Sabakar of Yamenu, Binyan Olam, build the Beis HaMikdash, which is a Binyan Olam. We have a lot of insights on the words Binyan Olam in these 3 weeks and 9 days. You know what it means to be a Binyan Olam? Not just an everlasting edifice, but a binyan, an edifice, olam, that takes the whole world to build. You can't say, as many do with other capital projects, let that gvir, let that rich guy, let the other one write the check. I don't need to participate. It's a binyan, olam. If you want that binyan, if you want that building to be built, it requires olam. The olam, everybody's got to do their part. Everybody's got to take on their responsibility to make their contribution. And this building, this capital campaign, the contributions are not with money or with checks. The contributions are made by our integrity, our ethics, our honesty, our kindness, the way that we treat one another. A binyan olam. That was a little extra bonus vort for the 3 weeks and 9 days for you. So in this V'li Yerushalayim, in this paragraph, we insert, as Art Scroll indicates here, during Mincha on Tisha B'Av, substitute the following conclusion. Instead of concluding Brachat Hashem, Bonei Yerushalayim, Blessed are you Hashem, bless Yerushalayim, we insert this paragraph of Nachem. Nachem Hashem Elokeinu es avei l'tzion. Hashem, comfort and console the mourners of Zion. And es avei l'Yerushalayim, the mourners of Yerushalayim. And how do we describe the city now? Ve'es ha'ir ha'aveila v'ha'chareva v'ha'bziya v'ha'shomeima. And comfort the city that is in mourning, that is in desolation, that is scorned, that is in ruins. It is mournful without children and ruined without buildings and scorned without glory and desolate without people who live there. She sits with her head, with covered head, like a barren woman who never gave birth. She's been devoured. Idolaters have conquered her. And the paragraph we're familiar with of Nachem. And the question now is it accurate? If you've been to Eretz Yisrael, none of us have... unfortunately, been able to be there recently, but is it an accurate description of what Yerushalayim looks like today? Ha'ir ha'aveila ha'chareva ha'bziya v'ha'shomeima. Have you seen the Waldorf? Have you had breakfast at the plaza? Have you been to the many neighborhoods that are sprouting up and expanding all over? You drive that route up to Yerushalayim, you come on Route 1, or you come from the back, Route 443, however you get to Yerushalayim, you see it's expanding, and you see it's in its glory. So how do we describe, with a straight face, ha'aveila ha'chareva ha'bziya v'ha'shomeima? This is from my great uncle, Rabbi Macy Noman, Dr. Macy Noman, his book, The Encyclopedia of Jewish Prayer, my grandmother's brother, Olav HaShalom, and he writes here about Nachem, a petition for the restoration of Yerushalayim, said on Tisha B'Av at Mincha, the Talmud Yerushalmi prescribes a passage relating to the historical background of Tisha B'Av to be inserted into the Amidah, just as passages are placed into the Amidah on Hanukkah and Purim. Nachem, Hashem Elokeinu, Zavro Yitzion, is said late in the afternoon. Morning has abated somewhat. We know after Chatzos, we already sit on a chair. In the evening and the morning, it itself, one's dead. The morning and the evening, we'll talk about this more. Lo Aleinu, on Tisha B'Av, Mishameso Mutu Lafanav. The morning of Tisha B'Av, we sit on the floor. It's the most intense period of grief. Mishameso Mutu Lafanav, we are facing the reality. We are confronting that sense of loss. Already at Mincha, we could sit at a chair. Already we can receive Nechama, Nachem. In the evening and the morning, as if one's dead, we're still lying before him. Another reason is Hashem kindled the fire in Zion, and we pray for consolation at Mincha. If Nachem was omitted, it should be said after Aneinu. It should not conclude with who comforted Zion, but rather with, and so on. And he has here the description of the background of Nachem. A short paragraph whose opening words are, Nachem is also said in Birchas HaMazon at Tisha B'Av by one who must eat. If it was omitted, and blessed art thou, was said, Birchas HaMazon does not have to be repeated. So those who fast are familiar with Nachem from davening, and those who don't are familiar, and those who don't fast are familiar with Nachem if they had a sandwich, if they had to eat bread on Tisha B'Av itself. So we have Nachem. Now, why is this a question? Because we don't exaggerate in our davening. We don't convey or communicate inaccuracies in our davening. Our davening has to reflect truth. We're turning to the source of all truth, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Almighty, whose signature, whose chasima is emes. So you can't deliver a message that's inaccurate, distorted, that's untrue. And where do you see this in halacha? You see this in the discussion of ne'ilah. In ne'ilah, and here you have a machzer, in ne'ilah we say, hayom yifneh. I won't try to imitate like the Chazan would say it, to spare all of you and not to break my microphone. Hayom yifneh, hashemesh yavo v'yifneh, navoa she'arecha. The day is waning, the day is ending, the sun is going down, we want to enter into your gate. So Shulchan Aruch here says, Zman tefilas ne'ilah kesh'achama barosha ilanos. When should you begin ne'ilah? When the sun is setting, but it is still on top of the trees. Kedei she'yashlim v'sasamach l'shkiyas achama. We time in Chutz La'aretz Ashkenazim, who don't duchen. At Ne'ilah, we time Ne'ilah to end. The Chazan has a clock, and the Chazan is exact, and the Chazan knows Ne'ilah better not end one moment after Tzeis. Hashem Ru Elokim, Shofar, Kaddish, Tzeis, Shine, sing a shtickle l'shana haba, go break your fast. If you end 1 minute late, Dama Barosho, you take your life into your own hands. You know, Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Alei Olibol, Shlomo Zalman was once asked about the Chazan having a clock on the shtender while he's davening, and Shlomo Zalman couldn't understand it. The answer Shlomo Zalman gives there is really startling. He said, why would anyone care about the time during the Ne'ilah? He couldn't even comprehend, he couldn't even understand it. Who's looking at their watch? Who's looking at a clock during the Ne'ilah? So the Shulchan Aruch says, when should Ne'ilah be timed? Ne'ilah should be timed when the sun is at the top of the trees, so that you can conclude, you finish Ne'ilah before the sun sets. The Chazan should not schlep. The Chazan shouldn't want to hear himself sing. If the Chazan has to abbreviate the Slichos and Psukim in the middle in order to be able to get there, then he should do what he needs to get there. So that he can end before Shkia. And the Ramah kicks in what is our practice based on the Torah. All 10 days of repentance, we've been saying Kasveinu. Now Ne'ilah, as the gate is closing, we replace it with Chasmeinu. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and he says the following. V'gam yizahir lomar. We are in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Reish Chaf Gimel, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Beis. The Chazan has to be very careful. Lomar hecharaz hayom yifneh hashemesh yavo v'yifneh, kodem ha'erev shemesh, tim lokein, kedover shkarem lefneh Hashem. The Chazan has to be careful to get this stanza in before the sun sets. The Chazan, when he declares that the sun is setting and the day is disappearing, he can't do it once it's dark. Why not? Because he's a liar. Because he's saying something which is inaccurate and untrue. So the Chazan has to be scrupulous and careful to get in that line, Hayom Yifneh Hashemesh Yavo V'Yifneh, Kodem Arav Shemesh, before the sun sets. Otherwise, he's communicating an inaccuracy. He's communicating an inaccuracy. You see, this is quoted in the Shar HaTzion as well, the importance of being careful with this. And he says, in this Acher, Yomar HaYom Pana, HaShemesh Ba'u Pana. The Shar HaTzion writes, if in fact you're running late, and the sun has already begun to set, then the Chazan on the spot, he's got to call an audible. The Chazan in real time has to change it from Yifneh in the future to Pana. The day is already ended. The sun has already set. So you see from this halach in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah and Shar HaTzion that we are incredibly careful. When we daven, we don't say something that's not true. You're speaking to the source of all truth. How could you possibly communicate, chas v'shalom, something which is untrue? And therefore, there are those who raise the question, now that we've been merited to live in historically miraculous times, now that not only are we back to sovereignty over Eretz Yisrael, Medinat Yisrael, but we've been miraculously been gifted the united Yerushalayim as the center, the capital of the Jewish people. Now the embassy is there. Now the hotels have sprung up and the neighborhoods are expanding. And now Yerushalayim is no longer in desolation and ruins and the scorn of civilization. Yerushalayim is the envy of civilization. So isn't it also equally inaccurate to describe it that way? Should we still be saying Nachem on Tisha B'Av? That's our question for today. So in the Tshuvas Aseh L'Charav, Chelek Aleph, Siman Yud Daled, Reb Chaim David Halevi, who was the Sephardi Chief Rabbi of Tel Aviv, has the following question, source number 7. And he says the following, She'elu li'alecha, ata achrei kibusha shel Yerushalayim bidei tzahal. This is true, was written in 1976. So we're talking 9 years after the Six-Day War. Now that Yerushalayim has been captured by tzahal, kishahamonei beis Yisrael memalem eschatzar hakotel ha'maravi b'kol hamon chogeg, when we fill the plaza of the Kotel with a festive atmosphere, ha'itachin shebetfilas nachem ha'ne'emeres betishabah betfilas ha'mincha nemra Yerushalayim ha'ir ha'aveila ha'shamimah ha'bzuya mibli baneha. How could you possibly describe the Kotel? Har habayis, maybe. But how could you describe the Kotel and the Yir Atika and the what's the shopping you walk through now to get there? With the Hotel Mamila. How could you describe Mamila as a place that's chareva, shomema? It might be a place that's filled with britzos, but it's not a place that's desolate, that's mournful, that's scornful. It's inaccurate. How can we still say these words? Have you been to the Kotel on a Friday night? Have you seen the hustle and bustle, the activity? Have you seen the diversity of Klal Yisrael? Have you seen the minyanim, the singing, the dancing at the Kotel on a Friday night? And you're going to say on Tisha B'Av, you're going to describe that very location as Aveila Shomimah B'zuya Mibli Baneah? How could it be Yevsha? Says Rav Chaim David Halevi, Aseh L'Charav, Bezos Tzedakta. You're right. Gam ani ergashti b'Tisha B'Av Arishon Achrei Mechema Sheshet Yomim, She'eineni Yochel Yosef Lomar B'Tfilasi Dvarim Eila. Shem Bechinas Dover Shkarim Lefnei Hashem. I too felt similarly, he says. The first Tisha B'Av that I went to the Kotel, the first Tisha B'Av that I observed and I said the words Nachem after the Six-Day War, I felt it's a violation of Dover Shkarim Lefnei Hashem. It felt like a violation of saying something untrue to Hashem. How could you possibly say that? Ki lo zu bavad shekol Hashana kulo v'yichud b'mei chag moed kol Hashem. It's not just Yom Yerushalayim that everybody convenes on Yerushalayim and makes Gan Simcha a big party. Even on this day of mourning, even on the day designated to be mourning, yes, of course Tisha B'Av is not about geographic or even physical desolation or destruction. It is a spiritual reality that he's withdrawn from the Beis HaMikdash. We look up at Makom HaMikdash, there's no Beis HaMikdash. There are no korbanos. There are no levim singing b'shirim of Zimram. And of course, one recoils with a sense of sadness. Of course, one should be mournful. And yet, at the same time, we feel the competing feeling of joy. Have you seen an NCSY kolal kumzitz on Tisha B'Av afternoon sitting in the plaza of the Kotel? How do you not feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu? You're letting us back in a little bit, a shtickle, slowly, something. We're outside, still far outside, but at least we're close. At least we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We can feel you in the distance. That's known as the wailing wall. This wailing wall that's described that Hashem was there all the time, even after the Churban, he never left the Western Wall, as the Zohar says in Parashas Pinchas, and it appears elsewhere. And historically, throughout the centuries and millennia, when we could, we would approach that wall. And the wall, we touched it, and it touched us, as the famous Jewish song goes, a wall that touches you, that people felt moved and drawn to Shechina. In the Atik Shabbat, Lasham, Afilu B'Tisha B'Av, Eina Yachosh Lalachosh Simcha Pnimis. Birosa Hamoni Bez Israel Mamalam is Chata Mikdash. Ukanirash Gam Shinas Hashem Ina Atuya Yosir Big Day Choshech Mu Yushalaim Ashlema Ha'ir Shachovra Alav Yachtav Tacha Shilton Yisrael. You see the IDF soldiers protecting it. You see the Israeli police there standing there. You see the flags flying. You see the multiple minyanim happening simultaneously. And yes, while simultaneously we feel a sense of mourning, we also are filled with a little sense that it's begun. So therefore, it is undeniable that it is inaccurate, that it's untrue, simply to describe it as desolate and barren. Uviyichol lefin nusach Ashkenaz, ha'evila mibli banea, v'chariva miminoseh, v'abzuya mikvodo, asher mimi'ayin yoshev, shevaydeu dvar shkarim. In other words, Nachem, here's the point that he's making, Chaim David Alevi, the Asei Lecha Rav is making. It's not that Nachem describes, yes, we're there, and yes, we have sovereignty, but Hashem, where are you? There's no Beis HaMikdash, there are no Korbanos, there's no Levim. It's not describing that we've returned geographically, physically, but we still lack you spiritually. It's describing physically we're not there. We're absent. It's barren. So that physical description is the one that is entirely untrue. That's his point. That's his point. It's inaccurate, and it's a violation of Dover Shkarim. And therefore, says Rechaim David Alevi, he's not a lightweight. Many Sfarim Tshuvas Asei LeCharav Sfaradik Shif Rabbi writes the following: for this reason, I've inserted one word in Nachem, Kedei Lehimalei B'Divrei Sheker, in order to avoid distortions and lies. V'kach Ani Omer. Here's what I say: Nachem Hashem Elokeinu Sabelei Tzion Ve'Sabelei Yerushalayim, so on and so forth. V'Sa'ir, and here's the word he adds. I circled it conveniently for you. He adds the word Shehaisa Chareva Ubziya. This is the city Nachem. May we be comforted for the city Shehaisa that used to be, that was, that formerly, that in the past. Ulefiza Atfila Hishi Nachem Hashem Sabelei Tzion Yerushalayim. V'Sa'ir Shehaisa Anko Chareva V'Shamei Melibaneh. Give nechama, give comfort to Yerushalayim, because it still needs comfort, because you're still not back, and there's still no Beis HaMikdash, and it's still absent you. But it's Haisa, at least physically, it was only in the past that we weren't there, now we are. V'ayir lecha prat shalo sha'atin alav, sh'mitoch mechtav sha'atcha nira, sh'bor lecha kedavar pashat, sh'tfilas nachim nemeres b'tfilas ha'mincha bevad, v'zeinu nacham. You assume that nachim is only said at mincha, but that's not correct. Zeh lashon Maran, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, as we read, that tishabav, Bonei Yerushalayim Nachem Hashem Lekenu Tavei Letzion Va'aneinu B'Shomei HaTfila Milashon Zenir B'Bir Shomer Nachem B'Chol HaTfilas Fi Shomer Aneinu B'Chol HaTfilas. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't limit Nachem to Mincha. The Shulchan Aruch mentions Nachem alongside Aneinu. And just like Aneinu is said on the fast day at all the davenings, at least according to the Mechaber, similarly Nachem should be said not just at Mincha, at all the Tfilas. V'haramah Kasav, Rav Moshe Islas writes, Shalmenek Pasha Chein Omer Nachem Rak B'Tfilas HaMincha Shal Tishabav, V'sha'az, Heitzisu Eish B'Mikdash V'Lachein Espalim Azal HaNechama. That's when the fire stopped, right? Remember, that's when they began the fire, that's when the Nechama begins, because Baruch Hu took it out on the sticks and stones, not on the people, and therefore we're time for Nechama. V'kach HaMenek Pasha Be'emes B'Kilos Ashkenazim, L'Fidivrei Maran Yesh Lomer B'Chol HaTfilos, V'kach Kasva Kamigdoli HaPoskim, L'Chida, and his Birchei Yosef, and the Pri Chodosh, who is the Rabbi of Yerushalayim. El Yesh Kilos HaSfaradim, Shenago Lomra B'mincha B'vad, V'chol Kilo Tachzik B'minhoge K'desh L'ligram Chasva Sholom Machlokas. Tisha B'Av is not a day to have Machlokas. Tisha B'Av is not a day to debate what to say, and how to say it, and where to sing it, and Nusach. So he says everybody should do according to their custom. Ashkenazi custom universally is to say Nachem only at Mincha. And the Sephardi custom, some say it at all the Tfilos, some say it only at Mincha. Yitin Hashem v'nizke b'karav b'yamenu l'necham asiyon v'yushalayim, b'bias Mashiach tekenim b'minush b'yis mikdashenu v'sifarteinu. That is the first tshuva of the Asei Lecha Rav of Rav Chaim David Alevi, who says that it's simply inaccurate, it's a violation of Dover Shkarim, that if you say Nachem today, the way it appears. Good. Now, he goes on and he has further...
May I interrupt you for one moment?
Of course.
I'm not feeling very well right now, and if you can have in mind the Yerlau and Ben Devoy Raman donate for the fourth or fifth time this season, I'm going to give the sponsorship.
Oh, Yerlau and Ben Devoy Raman, Refuah Shleima, Refuah Shanefesh, Refuah Zaguf, speedy and full and complete recovery. We see, wrapped in that blanket, Mirtz Hashem, you should feel strong and a full recovery in the Schuss of Torah. Not only my shiur, all the shiurim, and not only today, all this week, a grace of shkach, maybe just follow up with Rabbi Shabtai also so that he knows. And that interruption will take any day, any time. Mirtz Hashem, to support Torah.
Zayin Gebench.
should feel better. Feel better, Mitzvah. So Rechaim David Alevi continues with further tshuvas in the same subject. As you'd imagine, there was some pushback. He writes, Meshach kibalti mechtav miyom mischabit lahashiv. I got your letter in which you object to my adding the word shahaisa and the word nachem. V'lashanos milasi yosheves v'lamehi yashva. Don't just add the word haisa. It was, but you also have to change the word yosheves. It sits barren and empty to yashva. It sat. Ech nefarnes mischos anenu b'shayim etanas v'amiras kibitzar gedola anachnu. Eiz etzara madur liyura poskim akach. So he received a letter objecting to his tshuva, suggesting we add the word haisa in nachem. Why? Because similarly in anenu we insert into Shema Kolenu and we say, at least not the chazan, the mispalim, we say in Shema Kolenu, anenu, and we say, ki bitzara gedola anachnu. Now we understand that in Tammuz and Av of Tovshin Pei, ki bitzara gedola anachnu. Its name is coronavirus, COVID-19, bitzara gedola anachnu. There were many times throughout Jewish history when Klal Yisrael were saying Anenu, Bitzara Gedol Anachnu, Inquisition and Crusades and a Holocaust and expulsions and exiles and pogroms and stock market crashes and pandemics. And there were many times Bitzara Gedol Anachnu. But apparently in this communication and exchange that Rechaim David Alevi has with this letter writer, he says, what's our Gedol Anachnu? What are we saying in Anenu? And yet, none of the Gedol Yisrael suggested, there was never a suggestion that we change Anenu. So just like they never suggested we change Anenu, similarly, perhaps, maybe we should not suggest changing Nachem either. Nachem was instituted. We say what was instituted. We don't make such changes. He says, "Laniyas daiti pasha l'davar shimei atanas heimamash osan tzara shi'iru avasenu ba'osu yamim v'adayin lo bo'a tikkunu v'omdim anu adayin ba'osu tzara." So Rechaim David Alevi gives him a very, I think, compelling answer. Ki betzara gedola anachnu does not have to describe some extraordinary crisis around us. You know what the tzara gedola anachnu is? There's no Mashiach. The tzara gedola anachnu is there's no geula, there's no beis hamikdash, there's no hashras hashchina. We are in a perpetual state of tzara gedola anachnu since churban beis hamikdash. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdrew his countenance, since we are subject to hatred and scorn, since we suffer and struggle, Bitzara Gedol Anachnu, on a regular basis. So Shivasar Betamas, the year of Entebbe, how could you say Tzara Gedola? After all, such a strong Nitzachon, Entebbe, Gadol, Minitzachon, Mechemesh, Yisrael, Badayin, Anu, Betzara. Six-Day War, Raid on Entebbe, or whatever movie you're going to watch, this Tisha B'Av, the miracles of redemption, we're still Betzara Gedola. Because with all of that, on the tzaras of Machlokas and Klal Yisrael, and the tzara of Lashon Hara, and the tzara of Sinas Chinam, and the tzara of Shvichas Damim, Gilei Arayos, the tzara of Avodah Zarah, these are still the tzaras that we suffer from until today. Okay, on the left-hand column, he continues. He says, Ketzad niras Yerushalayim bozo yamim, v'alomar ala kayom ha'ir ha'chayir v'ab ziyav ha'shem ha'bli ba'ne'a. Tzara Gedola is a metaphysical description. And we still suffer that metaphysical reality, so it is completely appropriate. It is the right metaphysical description. But hachareva, an ear, to describe a city, is not a metaphysical description. It is a physical description. And it is a grossly, totally inaccurate physical description. And that's why he objects to it. And he suggests adding the word shahaisa in nachem, which will bring it up to date. That is Rechaim David Halevi. And he continues, I don't want to read the whole thing, we have other tshuvas to get to. He says, U'tshuvasi b'tzidah hirgashti b'divrei achri b'chama shes yomim, v'akavan pshuta b'rura l'shilton Yisrael Yishalayim atika v'har abayis, v'ein safi ki b'doros harishomim kasher goyim zarem sholtu al Yerushalayim, haisa adayim b'b'chinas chari v'oshamim agamim yashuba kama alfa yehudim asha'in kein ata. And now he continues by distinguishing, he says, yes, Jews lived in Yerushalayim in the past. We have the Aliyah, the Hasidim of the Gra. We have the first Aliyah, the second Aliyah. We have in our history times that Jews came back and lived in Yerushalayim. So why didn't we object then to saying Nachem? Why do we object now? Because you know what the difference is? Jewish sovereignty. Jewish autonomy. Yes, Jews lived in Yerushalayim, but we lived under the power and control of others. Only today it's the IDF protecting the Israeli forces, the Israeli flag flying. And therefore he says, now it's inconsistent, it's incongruous, the description of Ha'avilah, to describe it as barren, as desolate, as scorned. וכמה צריך לדייק ולדקדק בתפילתנו לפני השם יזברך, כמו שכתב הרב על החינוך. We have to be so careful, medayek, what we have to say before Hashem has to be accurate. And just like the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion could weigh in and say, "An ne'ila, the chazan better hurry up so that his pizmon, his piyut, does not end up being inaccurate or a lie." Similarly, on Tisha B'Av Nachem, we have to be careful that it not be a lie. While I'm not answering any more of the letters I've gotten, he says, about Nachem, because I have nothing more to add, but he does have one final word here, and he says the following. Now it's true. Makam HaMikdash is the core, the centerpiece, it's the main thing. It's what we're davening for. Makam HaMikdash, Kodesh, Kodesh HaKadoshim, Korbanos. But Yerushalayim, you know, the Mishnah lists all the concentric circles of Kedusha that emanate out from Makom HaMikdash. And it doesn't stop at the edge of the Makom HaMikdash at Har HaBayis. It continues to go out. Yerushalayim has a Kedusha. There's several halachas that Yerushalayim has a Kedusha. So Makom HaMikdash is not Kol Yerushalayim. It's not all of Yerushalayim. So Elibo Shanu Omer B'tzivas Nachem Esavel Etzion Esavel Yerushalayim Esayrach HaRivahari Kan Tzion Yerushalayim Ha'ir. Ma perish v'hagdarasam. So we're referencing three distinct places. We're mentioning Tzion, Zion. What does that mean? We're mentioning Yerushalayim, and we're mentioning Ha'ir, the city. What does it mean? So he quotes in the Sefer Mechkeri Aretz that Lashon Rabim Hosaf as Yud the Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is Lashon Rabim. It's in the plural. Ha'ir nechlaka tamid l'shtayim. Ha'ir ha'alyona, hitzion b'rosh ahar, v'atachtona, b'shifla sahar. The Yerushalayim is divided to two, on top of the mountain and below the mountain. V'yadua ki Yerushalayim ha'is ha'shtey ayaros, achas alyona v'achas tachtona, ha'alyona nafla b'goro b'nyama, v'atachtona b'goro Yehuda. We know that Yerushalayim is between two. Neither Shevet can claim to have true ownership over Yerushalayim. V'chem avur b'yakot shimoni, ala pasuk, ki bachar Hashem b'tzion, and so on. So he says, therefore, let's go towards the end. Va'ata osiv od, im nemar hi yosheves v'rosh ha'chafoy ki ish'akara, then, ha'im yesh lecha sheker gadol mizeh, Yerushalayim yosheves v'rosh ha'chafoy tachas v'yos romei b'yom hazeh, is Yerushalayim still sitting with a head down under the dominion, the providence of others? No. Aval afi atikun ha'kal shi'itzah, te'yakom yishav heitev. And that's why he says, just add the word shahaisa. And if you add the word shahaisa, that everything we're describing in Nachem is accurate in the past. We still long for Geula, we still long for Ashuras Hashchina, but the city is hustling and bustling, the city is alive and well, the city is economically prosperous, the city is expanding in every direction, and therefore it's inaccurate in order to describe it that way today. And he says, and if you'll criticize me and say, how dare you try to amend something on Shei Knesset HaGedola? The Matbeah of Tefillah, the format of davening itself is sacred and holy. And it was organized by holy individuals who had a spark of holiness, divine inspiration when they wrote it. So he says, that doesn't apply to Nachem. Nachem wasn't written by Anshei Knesset HaGedola. I'm not suggesting amending the Shemoneh Esrei, the Amidah that was written by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. He says, I'm suggesting amending instead Nachem. When was Nachem written? After the Churban Bayis Sheni. Kemo Shetzianti B'mechtavi, as I've written. V'ketet Yal Adati Shavosein Anshei Knesset HaGedola, Shehayu Polo Bereshis, Yimei Bayis Sheni, Yinasu Tzilas Nachem. And of course, they would never want us to say something inaccurate. Bor Eifo Sheachri HaChurban, So therefore, the holiness, the sanctity, the singularity, the uniqueness of the Amidah, which is untouchable, which we're not allowed to amend, which never needs to be updated or upgraded. There's no version 2.0 and 3.0 and 4.0 of Amidah. There's only one version of the Amidah, period. That's true for the Amidah that was written by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, we discussed in our shiur about Bar Bas Mitzvah, Shmuel HaKatan. They had to find the Shmuel HaKatan in order to author V'lam HaShinim, somebody with that level of purity of HaKatan, somebody who used to on their lips talk about Benfoli Vecha Al Tismach. That's the Amidah, it's sacrosanct. But Nachem wasn't written by Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Nachem We're allowed to amend. It would be more important to amend it to keep it accurate. That would be more in the spirit of the Anshei Kenes HaGadolah, he says, than to leave it as it is and to have it not be accurate. Marisa Lahashvas Tikun Kal Shabakal Bamir's Nachim, Benoid Latal al Mitzios al Osen Horesaydas Haton and Negadini Hatorah Mamishli Adati Madmus Tarach Vetishve. I guess he was attacked by people who said, yeah, the Reform also tried to change the Siddur, and the Conservative tried to change the Siddur. And it's a slippery slope. You're going to start to amend Nachem? What's next? You're going to take out Yekum Purkan? You know, the Reform took out Yekum Purkan. First they took out one Yekum Purkan, and they took out the second Yekum Purkan. Shecht likes to tell what is the joke. It's not very funny, but I guess it was Yeshivish humor. That once the Reform came and they took out the second Yekum Purkan, Vayamachas Kol HaYekum. It's a pasuk in Noach. Hashem destroyed the world. Vayamachas kol ha-yikum. They erased all the yikum purkans. They took it out. So I guess he was criticized. What are you? One of those? You're going to start to change Nachem? You change Nachem. Next thing you know, there goes yikum purkan. Next thing you know, you're going to start to amend vihisha. You're going to take out vihisha amda. It's racist. You're going to take out this. You're going to take out that. So he says back, how could you begin to compare that which was authored by Anshei Kenes HaGadolah, the Madbei of Tfila, versus Nachem, which was only inserted after Churban by Yesheni, and it was open to being able to be amended. So if you want to say, Ha'ir ha'aveila ha'shamimah, it's not talking about desolate and barren physically. It's talking about desolate and barren in a ruchni, in a spiritual, metaphysical way. It's true, you're right. There is a lot of spiritual barrenness. But that's not what Nachem is talking about. That's not what Nachem is talking about. Nachem is talking about a physical description. It's talking about a physical description. And it is simply inaccurate. And because it's inaccurate, it can be improved, it can be repaired. Says Rechaim Zavra Levi, the Asei L'Charav, with one easy change, add the word Shahisa. He wasn't the only one. Here you have the Girsa, here you have the language of Nachem, Rav Shlomo Goren, the Nusach of Tzahal, Chief Rabbi of Israel, Rav Shlomo Goren, who was not without his own controversy, but was a huge posik, a huge Talmud Chacham, was the Chief Rabbi of Israel. And here he has Nachem Hashem Lekenes Avei Tzion Mesavei Yerushalayim Esteir HaAvila Chareva HaRusa Tzion Bemar, and so on and so forth. He has a different version. A different version. This is the Yushami Brachos, Nerach Ha'idei HaRav Shlomo Goren. Rachem Hashem Akinu Barach HaMecha HaRabim, and so on and so forth. And Nachem, according to Rav Chaim David HaLevi, here you have the Nachem based on the tshuvas that we just saw. So here you have three girsos of Nachem, which are amended to be more accurate and to be more consistent with the reality that we see around us. Rav Chaim David HaLevi and Rav Goren were not the only ones to weigh in on this question. And if you look here in the next tshuva, we'll examine together. It comes from none other than Rav Avadya Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Lebracha, Zchus Yagin Aleinu, in his Yechaved Da'as, Chelek Aleph, in Simen Mem Gimel. And he says the following, we'll only have time to get started with this, Mirz Hashem will finish next week. Ha'im lo higia ha'sha'al l'shamas az nusach shvitzilas na'achim, ha'nemeres b'tisha b'av, hasn't the time come? Hasn't the time come, Rav Avadya was asked. Yechaved Da'as, where his radio program, where he had Nusfarim in front of him, he was asked, he drew from all over. What we'll see in the answers, and all these Sfarim, and their Maran Makomas, he knew all Baal Peh, and they collected it, and they published it in Yechaved Da'as. So he was asked one day on the radio, when he had a show of Shilas, isn't it time? Hasn't the time come? Isn't it enough already? The shawarma, the falafel, it's all over Yerushalayim, it's delicious, it's incredible. The all-you-can-eat breakfast, are you kidding me? Isn't it time? They now have the train, what's the train called? The Merkab, it's unbelievable, you can get all over. Come on, isn't it time to drop the whole Nachem bit on Tisha B'Av? It's not describing the reality today. Our eyes see Yerushalayim is expanding rapidly. How many have moved to Yerushalayim? How many neighborhoods? What is the census? Ken yirbu v'alkosel amaravi narem kol katzui tevel. It's unbelievable, the reality that we see. So he too was asked this question. He too was asked this question. And this is what Rav Avadya says. Tfilas Nachem, shi me'ein ha-ma'ora b'tisha b'av, nisker b'yushami. Where does Nachem come from? It doesn't come from Anshei Kenes HaGadolah, but it does have a basis in the Talmud Yerushalmi. U'v'sidur Rav Sadya Gaon. And it's referenced in Rav Sadya Gaon, u'v'sidur Rav Amram, toch shinuyim kalam ein sham we name of what said of sad you gone she with feel us mad bay ha brachos on the sam kham kub bi yadin mesor mi li hashem ach knas gedola shail ham shnei storm with feel us say der echel zman machos is rov say der echel mi yud zman ha galos. So this is what Rav Chaim David Halevi was referencing to. Rav Avad here is quoting from the Siddur of Rav Sadya Gaon. And the Siddur of Rav Sadya Gaon says that we have two traditions. They set up, Anshe Knesset HaGedolah set up a davening, a religious lifestyle for when we will have Malchus Yisrael, Jewish sovereignty. And they set up a lifestyle for when we are in a state of galus, of exile. They knew that it wasn't going to last forever. They knew that our merits would run out. They knew that we would be dispersed and exiled. V'sefer Seder Hayom, Kasa Birchas Emes V'yatziv, Niskan Ayidei B'nei Agola She'eruchokim Yerushalayim, U'kashashalach Acharem Ezra L'ratu La'alos, the Emes V'yatziv was written by those in exile, far from Yerushalayim, who Ezra tried to invite them. And they said, no, hold Beis HaMikdash Hasheni Asa Lechar V'asidin L'galos Pal Macheres. We know the second Beis HaMikdash will be short-lived and you're coming right back here. Lama lon lahach bil yigoneinu. What do we have to come back for? Tov lon lama b'mekomein l'avaris Hashem k'dei sh'lo yachzikam b'rsham m'chusrei emuna. Kasu z'da shevach ha'gadol l'akadosh. Ken huva b'sefer sham mitzibur. It's a wild story. Did you know that? I didn't. Emes V'yatziv, that we say, was authored by the Jews who lived in exile, who rebuffed and rejected Ezra's call to return with him. Why? Because they said, what's the point? We're going to give up our nice house in the five towns in Boca and Teaneck, in Chicago and LA and Detroit, South America, South Africa, in London and Paris. What's the point? What are we going to give up our nice life and our Jewish institutions here? The second Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed and we're going to come back. So now Ezra would hear that and say, a bunch of heretics, a bunch of kofrim, in order for them to avoid him saying that, to show that they were on the right path, even though they came to the wrong conclusion, they authored Emes V'yatziv. They answered Emes V'yatziv. Isn't that amazing? It's wild. It's wild. Anyway, Nimtza Shigama Nusach Shatfilas Nachem Mekub B'Yadenu Midori Doros Yisodosenu B'Hari Kodesh Ayidei Rabbeinu Anshe Knesset HaGedola. So unlike Rav Chaim David Halevi's conclusion, Rav Avadya says, you see from the Siddur of Sadya Gaon, that the Anshe Knesset HaGedola set up two Matbeos HaTfilah. One for Malchus Yisrael when we would have sovereignty, and one for when we would be in Galus already. And therefore, Nachem does have a very significant authorship, the authorship of the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah. V'Rab David Avudraham Kasa B'Bir Tfilas Nachem Es Ha'ira Ha'Avela Hashem Ha'Kasa B'Dach Yitzion Ha'Avelos Ha'Chariva Hashem Ha'Shir Yushalem Chariva V'Sharen Be'ish Nicham Ha'Koch Ha'Vosa Ha'Bzuya Hashem Ra'Hashem. Now he quotes the Avudraham's explanation of all these terms of Nachem Ayin Sham. V'Lachem Mi Uzeh Ve'Ezeh B'Doros Eilu She'Yachol Ha'Hariv Oz L'Sakin V'L'Shanos. Who is so brazen? Who has the chutzpah? Who has the gall to suggest that you could amend minusach atfilah shenitzkan ideir v'seinu akedoshim, to suggest that you could change it? This is not a flexible authorship. This is not an authorship that gives us license to play with it. Don't touch it. Asheruach Hashem d'varbam, m'losu al shonam. V'chol tev v'tev v'chol oz v'oz, she'tiknu b'madbe'a brachas v'atfilos, genuzim v'absodos niskavim u'muflaim. Embedded and intrinsic and inherent in these words that were authored with divine inspiration are the most mystical and magical and lofty ideas and ideals. Don't play with them. Don't touch them. Don't reconstruct them. Don't amend them. Holy, high secrets, they are a part of it. Just like we cannot touch the Amida, you cannot touch Nachem, which comes from a similarly significant authorship and background. So we saw the question, how can we say Nachem? It doesn't describe our reality. Why is that a question? Why can't you exaggerate a little bit in davening? We saw from the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion, you're not allowed to exaggerate. You see from Ne'ilah, the Chazan has to either, the Mishnah Berurah says, rush davening to be able to make sure that piyut, that pismon is accurate, or the Shaar HaTzion says, change it. You see, by the way, a precedent of changing it. Change it, not from Hayom Yifne, Hayom Pana, the day did set. And therefore, Rav Chaim David Halevi, the Aseh L'Charav, is not afraid to add one word, Shehaisa, into Nachem. And others, Rav Goren also, and Rav Avadya comes along and he says, how dare you? Don't you dare? It is untouchable. And the Mirtz Hashem will continue with this next time.